Ryan Ian for PK, Christmas Eve. Good afternoon, one and all. That's David Guetta, Lovers on the Sun. So we've asked the boss, can we have the number of the North Pole to try and get through to Santa? I didn't think the number started with 02890 or 02895, but hey, he's a bit of a practical joker. But there's only one way to find out if he's telling the truth. Let's try it.
Hello, Fish and Chip Shop.
Hi, sorry, I must have the wrong number. It's just that I was looking to get through to the North Pole.
North Pole? You're the 16th person today to phone me looking the North Pole. Listen, love, there's a difference between North Belfast and North Pole. What's your order?
No, sorry, honestly, I was just, I must have made the wrong call. I'm trying to get through to the North Pole.
Sandra, there's another one on the phone looking the North Pole. If you have any missions of getting through the North Pole, honestly, tell them I'm looking something good for Christmas because you have no mission of getting through to the North Pole today. So you looking anything from this Fish and Chip Shop or what?
No, sorry, honestly, I've got the wrong number. Sorry for your problems. Whew, okay, wrong number. Right, let's try that again. Starving though, should he ordered some? Right, let's go for it again. Here we go. Our attempt number two to phone the North Pole. Here we go.
Hello, Santa here. Thank you for calling. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now. I'm on annual leave until December 29th. Please leave a message.
Hi, sorry, sorry to bother you. I'm just looking to grab a quick chat with Santa if he's available. Could I get put through to Santa? I know, but, yeah, it's just for a radio station here in Northern Ireland. I know you're really busy. Look, I really do apologise. Look, it's been a... Yeah. No, honestly, I do. I promise. I'll play a song for you on the radio. I'll give you a shout-out as well. Okay. Okay, can you... I swear, I'll be 2 minutes. Take 2 minutes of his time. All right, thank you. Thanks.
Am I on the radio? And what station is this again?
Oh, well, Santa, this is Cool FM.
The elves were requesting songs in the workshop last night. The elves are good singers. I mean, rappers, you know.
So, Santa, how are you?
I'm very good, Ryan. Travelling on time, for once. Must be the cheap fuel.
Santa, I did promise I would only take 2 minutes of your time. It is great to have you on the show. I believe the highest requested gifts this year are based on the movie Frozen. Is that right?
Oh, don't talk to me about Frozen. You know, I had to turn down a part in the movie. Unfortunately, I was too big.
So everything else good then at the North Pole?
Oh, well, so stressful this year. One snowman annoyed another snowman, so he gave him the cold shoulder. It's like the Jeremy Kyle show in here, Ryan. And on top of all that, Miss Claus tells me, if I put on any more weight, I'm going to have to use the front doors instead of the chimney. But that doesn't suit. Get it? Suit? Hold on a minute, Ryan. I'm losing... No, I need to upgrade to 4G.
Oh, we all know about phones, Santa. They are an absolute nightmare. Listen, thank you for your time. What time are you going to be in Northern Ireland then?
Well, I'm heading that way for 8 p.m, all being well. So all you boys and girls listening to the radio, bed early, please, or it will be a bag of coal. Or a drum of home heating oil nowadays, I suppose.
Cool FM's Santa Update is brought to you by...
Not now, voiceover guy. Give it a break.
Okay.
Good call, Ryan. I get fed up with hearing that guy's voice, too. Honestly, though, times have changed, Ryan. The days where I carried a bag of apples and oranges are long gone. Bikes, iPads, Frozen, dolls. I'm going to need a lorry next year.
Santa, thank you very much for your time. Very much appreciated on coming on the show. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing if I've been a good boy this year.
Well, I'm not saying anything just yet. Merry Christmas!